In this bulletin, a task force will be set up to look into the aged care sector's response to COVID-19. Historians confirm a shipwreck in the United States is that of the Endeavour, used by British explorer James Cook to sail to Australia. And in sport, Australians Ash Barty and Emma McKeon go head-to-head for a global sports prize. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. A task force will be set up to look into how the aged care sector is responding to COVID-19. Since July last year, 777 aged care residents have died with the virus, including more than 500 in January. Federal Chief Medical Officer Professor Paul Kelly says he's committed to getting more details about those deaths.
We'll be setting up a specific task force in the department to look at that and to do everything we can to get more detail about the issues that particularly in aged care, but more broadly in the community, related to those people who have passed away.
Meanwhile, Labor leader Anthony Albanese has called for the Aged Care Services Minister Richard Colbeck to resign. It follows a parliamentary committee on Wednesday where Mr. Colbeck defended his decision to attend the Ashes cricket test in Hobart instead of a parliamentary COVID inquiry. Mr. Albanese says Australia needs a minister who will take responsibility.
I'm angry because I've spoken to the families of aged care residents who've had enough. Richard Colbeck must resign today. If Richard Colbeck does not resign today, the Prime Minister should sack him. He is simply incapable of fulfilling the task of looking after the interests of old, vulnerable Australians.
And New South Wales has recorded a further 38 COVID deaths and 12,632 new virus cases. There are currently 2,578 people in hospital with the virus, including 160 in intensive care. Meanwhile, Victoria has recorded 34 COVID deaths and 12,157 new cases. Some 752 people are in hospital with the virus, down from 768 on Wednesday. New Zealand has announced it will reopen its borders to visitors in a five-stage plan. From the 27th of February, fully vaccinated New Zealanders in Australia will be able to return to the country without having to do hotel quarantine. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says Kiwis can instead isolate from home.
In five steps, we move forward with our plan to reconnect New Zealand to the world. Beginning with step one. Today I'm announcing that the fully vaccinated Kiwis and other currently eligible travellers from Australia will be able to travel to New Zealand from 11:59 p.m. Sunday, 27 February. And instead of going into MIQ, will be able to self-isolate.
It's expected that Australian tourists and other travellers from visa waiver countries will be allowed to enter New Zealand no later than July. Historians have confirmed that a ship wrecked in Newport Harbour in the United States is the HMB Endeavour, used by British explorer James Cook. Cook famously sailed the ship around the South Pacific before landing on the east coast of Australia in 1770. The Endeavour was scuttled in Newport Harbour at Rhode Island by the British 244 years ago and has been lying forgotten for more than two centuries. Australian National Maritime Museum Chief Executive Kevin Sumption says the confirmation of the ship concludes 22 years of work by maritime archaeologists and historians.
It's arguably one of the most important vessels in Australia's maritime history. And yes, the Australian National Maritime Museum, together with our partners RIMAP, have found the wreck of Cook's Endeavour.
To sport now, and Australians Ash Barty and Emma McKeon will go head-to-head for a global sports prize. World number one in tennis, Barty, who won the Australian Open women's singles crown last weekend, and Emma McKeon, the record-breaking Olympic swimming champion, have been nominated for the Laureus 2022 Sportswoman of the Year Award. It means that either athlete could become the first Australian sportswoman since Cathy Freeman to win the award. Another Australian Olympic swimmer, Ariane Titmus, has also been shortlisted for the Breakthrough of the Year Award. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, it'll be a sunny day with an expected top of 37 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 24. Melbourne, also cloudy, 21. Hobart, a possible shower and 17. Canberra, partly cloudy and 23. Wollongong, a shower or two and 21 degrees. Sydney, a shower or two, 24. Newcastle, showers and 24 as well. Brisbane, rain easing late and a possible storm, 27. Cairns, a shower or two and 33. And in Darwin, there'll be showers and a possible storm with an expected top of 30 degrees. That's SBS News.